We begin by taking a few deep breaths and drawing our energy and attention back to ourselves. Sense how your energy is spread out to different people and places. And with your intent and your awareness, invite all your energy to return and recollect within your body consciousness and your energy consciousness. Now, often this is not an instantaneous process. It takes a few moments. So we are going to be patient here as you begin to collect yourself. I don't want you to have the idea that it should happen instantaneously. That's too much pressure. It's more about easing back to yourself. Allowing your awareness to come into your body awareness, into the consciousness of your being that is centered, usually in the third eye, and then drawing it down through the throat, the heart, the navel, and into the root of your being. And we're still easing in. So we're going to release the pattern and programming of having to respond immediately to a prompt. And finding your own timing, your own breath, your own self-compassion, your own spaciousness. Inviting your lower back to soften and release. Inviting your tailbone and pelvis to soften and release. Gently sinking into the relaxation, still gathering all the bits and pieces of you together, but the pelvis and tailbone are the anchor, the magnetic beacon that draws you back and forms a foundation of your being. And there is a beacon at this root chakra. So the most challenging hump to get over for any meditation is the beginning relaxation part. We tend to skip over that, believing that if we skip over it, we're going to dive into the meditation more quickly. And that's not true. We need to relax into it. We need to unfold. We need to shift consciousness. And it's wonderful to give yourself the spaciousness and timelessness to be able to do this. Become aware of your thighs and your seat on the chair. Inviting your calf muscles to soften and release. Finding your feet on the ground. Allowing your body to adjust to this new awareness. You may shift in your seat. You may want to sit a little differently, spread your legs a little more. Go ahead and do so. Stay responsive to the energy. And notice how your breath is getting deeper and fuller. You may want to rotate your shoulders a little bit, rotate your neck gently. Put your hand on your belly or your heart. As a reminder that you're here, that you're okay, that all the energies that have been influencing you and challenging you are ungrounded, incoherent. And if they're incoherent, how are you supposed to know what they're about? If they're incoherent, how is your body supposed to make sense of them? If something around you is incoherent, it's not your fault. And you don't have to work to figure it out. You are being released from that responsibility. If the energies are incoherent and ungrounded, let them be. It's a lot of work to try to make the world coherent. Returning to your coherence, to your flow, to your comfort within your being. Is all that you're responsible for. And you're allowed to say to these incoherent and ungrounded energies, you don't make sense. You don't make sense to me. Your energy is confusing, and it's your responsibility to create a clear message. So when you're feeling overwhelmed and filled with all this incoherent energy, you can say to that energy, it's not my job to make you coherent, and release it back to where it came from. The act of understanding that you're not responsible for incoherent energy that comes from outside of you initiates the release. Return to your feet and your seat and begin to feel the flow that is you. Releasing any energies that you took in because you believed that they were yours to make sense out of. With your empathic awareness, you can easily identify incoherent and ungrounded energy, and you can name it. Let it be outside of you. Put it outside your bubble. And return to your own flow, your own cleansing, and your true light. Your power is in recognizing ungrounded, incoherent, confusing energy. Your power is in recognizing incoherent, ungrounded energy. That's your superpower as an empath. It's not about judging it, it's about naming it and recognizing it. We'll take another moment to release those incoherent, ungrounded, confused energies to return to their natural source. Clearing your field. Allowing the flow of energy from Mother Earth, Father Sun, to start filling up your being, filling up your consciousness, filling up your field. And you are allowed to recognize and identify coherent energy. The energy that comes from Mother Earth and Father Sun is coherent energy. It's aligned with the organic life-giving source of the universe. And even in its spurts and changes, it's still coherent. It's aligned with the wholeness and the source. You are allowed to become coherent. You are allowed to be you, Mother Earth, Father Sun, the cosmos. All of that is you. You are not separate from all that exists. And even your body that looks like it's got the boundary of the skin and definition through bones and ligaments, tendons, and organs is a state of consciousness that craves being in coherence. It's alive, responsive. You are the consciousness of your body. You are the consciousness of the earth, Mother Earth. You are the consciousness of the sun. You are the consciousness of the heart. You do not have to separate yourself out. Allow yourself to be infused with coherence, light, power, wisdom. You don't have to separate yourself out into an individual who pulls himself up by their own bootstraps. That's an illusion. Your power comes from aligning from earth to heaven while being centered in your physical consciousness. And note, I didn't say body, I said physical consciousness. Feel the difference. Every organ is giving out a frequency and a type of energy. Every aspect of every cell is a frequency. It's all consciousness. Feel the energy in your feet, in your hands, and wherever else you feel flow, light, expansion, release. Now sit and learn from the energy. Where does it want to flow? Where does it want to move through? How does the energy create spaciousness for you? Feel it. Allow the energy to flow upward from Mother Earth, clearing any obstructions until it reaches through to the crown, opening up into a beautiful toroidal flow. And it can start out as a trickle. And then as you patiently allow, it'll grow bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. And as that toroidal fountain of energy gets stronger and begins to form an electromagnetic field that becomes full and whole, there's the opening in the center of that fountaining that receives the energy from the sun, the cosmos, and the dance of creation begins when these two energies come into harmony. The energy from below, the energy from above. And there's actually a toroidal field that comes out from the soles of the feet and opens up to receive the energy from the earth. So now the energy is flowing where you can't tell what's above and below. It becomes a spherical flow. And you begin to melt into it, into the wholeness beyond duality. And in this wholeness, you begin to refresh, revitalize, clear, and with as much patience as you can muster, you sit within this energy, allowing it to go through its different openings, expansions. It's connected to an intelligence that knows how to move through your being in the greatest service of your health, vitality, insight, and harmony. And this energy circulates, bringing the intelligence of the cosmos through you, the most beautiful healer that can exist. It has nothing to do with what you think you need or what you think you know. It is greater intelligence that until we merge with it, ours is limited. But when we do merge with it, we do become the living intelligence of all that exists. If you would like to sit longer in this space, then turn off the meditation now. If you're ready to complete the meditation, take a few moments to feel your appreciation. Feel the relief. In your return, let your heart radiate joy out to the world, to your day. And imagine a light surrounding your field, and that light is however thick you'd like it to be. It's not a barrier, but it's a filter. It's your living membrane of intelligence. Take a few deep breaths. Rest a moment. Appreciate the stillness. And smile.